Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez.
Seize the day. Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Why does the writer use these lines?
Because he's in a hurry.
No. Ding. Thanks for playing anyway.
Oh, that is the great late Robin Williams from one of my all-time favorite movies. P. Scott Cunningham, name that movie.
Dead Poets Society.
Thank you. Absolutely, yes. It's April, which means it is the beginning of National Poetry Month with a series of events planned in partnership with the group O Miami. And yesterday we had on poet Richard Blanco, based here in Miami. He told us one of his favorite stories, by the way, as a teacher, involved a young student who nervously submitted him a poem. And he told the student, quote, "I have good news and bad news. The bad news is you're a poet. The good news is you're a poet." And that student was P. Scott Cunningham, director of O Miami. Cunningham, also the author of the book of poetry, Yate Veo. And he joins us now in studio. Great to have you back, man.
Great to be here.
You remember that story?
No, but that sounds like Richard, yeah.
He was here yesterday. He told us that story. We were all busted out laughing. We thought, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to use that.
Yeah, he was the first person to publish a poem of mine, too. And that definitely was one of those moments where I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to do this now, aren't I?
What does that mean, by the way? Good news and bad news, you're a poet. But you're a poet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the bad news is that it's tough to make money doing what you love. The good news is that it's, you know, you can do it your whole life, and it's always challenging, and there's it never gets boring.
I think I'm shooting for worst poet ever. That's my thing. I want to be the worst poet ever. I do write bad poetry. For National Poetry Month this year, in one word, or a haiku, get creative with me. How do you describe what's going on this year?
Oh, man.
You can tell me more than one word. I got to fill time anyway. Go ahead.
Well, as usual, we're trying to reach every part of Miami. And, you know, I think the projects this year are really exciting. I think we have some of the best readings we've ever had at the festival. There's a few young poets who I just think are doing amazing stuff that are going to be in town this month.
Is it about every year? Well, here's the thing. I mean, I wonder if every year you're trying to outdo whatever you've done before, but really the original goal,
yeah,
is to get everybody in Miami-Dade County to experience a poem.
Correct. Yeah.
So I don't know if you're trying to outdo yourself or it's just, have we reached everybody?
No, we definitely haven't reached everybody. You know, we're always trying to do a little bit better than last year, and also trying to reach places that we didn't the year before. And we're always working with new people. We do a call for projects every fall, so the festival is always entirely new, because we have new ideas and we have new collaborators. And so that's how we keep it fresh. And every April, it honestly feels like we're doing it for the first time, which is really fun, but also daunting at the same time.
I mean, you think about some of the stuff that you've done, and because it's now what, in its eighth year. And you think about all the stuff that you've done. And I mean, you had a parade at one point, you know, the Poetry Is Dead parade.
Uh-huh.
You had poems on rooftops.
Uh-huh.
At one point. I know that you also had put some in urinals.
Yes, we have.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, so what did you want to do this year that would outdo all that?
So one thing that we're doing, which we're unveiling tomorrow morning, is our first permanent outdoor sculpture, which we've never done before. And it's called Stay Gold, and it's at Robert Asir Farm down in South Dade. And it's by the artist Jesse Knight. So that's something, I mean, we've never attempted anything on that scale.
And Jesse is a local artist.
She is, based in Miami. So that was really exciting.
Tell us about the sculpture, though, real quick.
Sure.
What, I mean, you know, the size, give me the scope here. What am I looking at?
So it's about 12 feet high and 40 feet wide. It's a metal sculpture. It's kind of constructed like you would think the Hollywood sign would be. But it's the color is Dirty Flamingo.
Perfect.
Yeah, and it's really gorgeous, because it's actually the way it's built is the sculpture is actually the space around the letters. So the letters themselves are open to the environment, so the light can come through the trees, which I think is just really beautiful in conjunction with the letter, you know, the words themselves of Stay Gold.
And how do you have it planned for the, because you're unveiling it tomorrow.
We are, yeah. So it's at 11 a.m. at Robert is here, and we want people to come down and see it. And also we have a limited edition Stay Gold milkshake there.
Nice. Wow.
So come hungry.
Yeah. And this is permanent. This is going to be out there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hopefully there to stay.
You talked about you're really excited about this year because of some of the readings that you have going on. So what who are the couple of the people, you know, that we should be watching out for?
Absolutely. So this Sunday is a poet named Kaveh Akbar who's reading in Little Havana, who I just think the world of. On April 19th, we have three of the most talented poets, I think, in the world under 40 years old. There's Jose Olivares, Natalie Centres Apico, and a British Jamaican poet named Raymond Antrobus. All three are just incredible readers, totally different. But I think anyone who comes to that is going to be blown away and be like, I didn't realize that poetry was this good.
I mean, part of the goal is not just to expose people to poetry, but you want people to get involved as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only way to meet the mission is if people sort of take it on for themselves. I mean, obviously that's what we're trying to do with the Zip Odes is, you know, say to people, hey, you can participate. It's easy. You don't have to be an expert or a professor. And a lot of the things that we do are meant to be participatory. Like I have these two flip-flops here with the words "Too Fast, Too Furious" on them. But this was our test case. But so on the morning of April 20th, we're asking people to meet us on Miami Beach, and there's a free pair of flip-flops in it. And there'll be poems on the bottom of the flip-flops. And so we're going to walk up and down the beach and write our own poems in the sand.
I love that. That's awesome. Remind people again, though, how this all started.
Sure.
Where did the idea for the O Miami Festival begin?
So I was a poet and I was lonely. You know, I'd just come out of.
Is that part of what being a poet is? Is just being lonely?
Part of it is.
You have to be. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but that's also, you know, part of being a poet is also being in a community, and I think that's the part that doesn't get talked about enough. And part of the reason why I started organizing events was to meet other poets in Miami and be a part of a larger community. And I was writing poems on the street for money in Wynwood.
That's awesome.
During the art walk when Wynwood was very sparse. And the president of the Knight Foundation, Alberto Ibargo, walked by. And I had met him before through this alumni network. And he was like, what are you doing? And I told him I was writing poems on the street for money. And he thought that was hilarious. And so we had breakfast and I told him what I wanted to do. And, luckily enough, he thought it might work.
And when you think back to that first year,
yeah. I mean,
what do you think when you look back on that first year?
I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea what I got myself into. You know, I came up with the mission, you know, first. I mean, I'd never organized anything on the level of a festival, but, you know, I'd done enough readings to know that, you know, I'd probably get, you know, 50 people, you know, to a reading at best. And I really felt like if Knight was, you know, trusting me in this way, I had to do something bigger. I had to try and do something that was, you know, like up to their standards.
Did you envision it get to this point, though?
No,
years later.
No, not at all. I still feel like, I mean, maybe this is like the writer side of me that's very self-critical, but it still feels to me like nobody cares about it, you know? I just, you know, it's like hard for me to accept that it's a thing. You know, I just always feel like, you know, the dream is going to end tomorrow or something, but it keeps going.
I'm talking with P. Scott Cunningham, founder of O Miami. It is National Poetry Month, and as part of the O Miami Poetry Festival, Cunningham is hoping to expose everybody in Miami-Dade County. You know what? Let's do it throughout South Florida. Get everybody exposed to a poem, to poetry. And you can find more details, by the way, about the events on our social media. Go to WLRN Sundial on Twitter or Facebook. You know, again, thinking about some of the stuff that you've done, I wonder, is there like an ultimate thing you'd like to do that would be like maybe get a poem on the moon and just everybody gets a telescope and we can read it? I don't know. What would be the ultimate thing? Or do you try? Yeah, I don't know, because you're already probably planning next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely have some things that we've always wanted to do and haven't been able to pull off for one reason or another. I know one of them is we've always wanted to do something with Publix, but that's like for whatever reason.
I know you told me that before. They're not very cooperative, are they?
I don't know. Maybe I just haven't hit the right person yet. I mean, maybe this interview will do it. I don't know. This thing we're trying to do this month, you know, is kind of like a moonshot. We're trying to get Drake to post a poem and tag us in it. You know, I don't know if that's going to happen, but we're trying. So we're asking people to post a favorite poem of yours on social media and tag Drake and tag us and say, hey, Drake, it's your turn. Post your favorite poem. I don't know if that's going to work, but it's, you know, in some ways it doesn't matter if it works, because as long as people are posting their favorite poems, I mean, that's the mission, you know.
If you ever do put a poem on the moon, Give me credit.
Absolutely.
I told you, because I told you about it. Let's also, you know, real quickly, because we're doing the Zippodes again this year. And real quickly, because we have a couple of them. We got a couple of entries. And one of them is actually from one of our folks. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman shared her Zippode. And here it is.
Hello, Sundial listeners. I'm Jessica Bakeman, education reporter for WLRN. And I just moved to Miami a year and a half ago. I'm originally from Rochester, New York. And I tell you that because you'll get the sense from my poem that Miami is a new home for me. My zip code is 33137, and this is my zip ode. I was wrong when I said home and meant anywhere other than Miami. I found home here.
Zip odes has been very popular. And to remind people of how it works, basically you just take the numbers of the zip code, and each line you write as many words as the numbers of that line. So it's 33. Mine is 33186. I still haven't written mine. It's Kendall, so I have to write something about Kendall.
Yeah.
But this has been really popular because we've done it more than once.
Yeah, it's been really fun to see. I think people like the challenge of it. You know, people like puzzles. So ironically, the more restrictive the form that we've done in these things, the more people who want to do it and enter. So, yeah, I mean, I think people like challenges, and they like to write about where they live.
Do you have a zip code right now? Do you have yours? What's your zip code?
Mine is 33138. I don't have one yet. I'm like you. I haven't written mine yet.
He's working on it. I know. That's all right. He's working on it. We did get another one from listener Rick Carlin. Sent us his zip code. His zip code is 33304. Here it is.
My name is Rick Carlin from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Two gay men, one tiny dog. In Fort Lauderdale, hashtag love makes a family.
Rick, thank you so much for that. You know what? I'm inspired. I got to get to work and get mine done. And by the way, we'd love to hear from you if you have a zip code. Again, it's just your zip code, and write each line is the number from each line. So it's three letters or three words. Zero, because Rick's was 33304. So it's three words, 0 words, 4 words. So write your Zippode out and send it to us. We'd like to hear from you. You can write your poem, share it with us at WLRN.org/Zippodes. And the deadline, by the way, is April 19th. So think about that. You heard a couple of them. And you know what? I'm going to get mine in there at some point. I'm going to work on mine. Real quickly, Scott, why is poetry still important? I love to ask you this question.
Yeah, no, I know. I love to try and answer it. I'm sure I answer it differently
every
time.
Every year you're going to give me a different answer. I know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's important because it's an art form that everyone can participate in. And it's the only art form I feel like where when I read a poem that I really connect with, I feel like I've gotten inside of the emotional and intellectual state of another person, which otherwise is kind of impossible to do. It's impossible for me to know exactly how someone else is feeling. And really great poems, I think, allow you to do that. And I think that can be a transformative experience. I think it's kind of like the center of what empathy is, you know, and with empathy, then all things are possible.
So Scott, every time I get you in, I'm going to ask you that question. I'm going to collect every answer that you give me. After a couple of years, I'm going to put that together in a big poem.
Perfect.
That's what it is. P. Scott Cunningham, founder of Oh Miami, April, again, National Poetry Month. And again, a list of all of the Oh Miami Poetry Festival festivities. We've got that on our social media. Check it out. A lot of stuff going on. Don't forget, tomorrow, again, is remind everybody about the unveiling of the big sculpture.
Stay Gold unveiling, 11 a.m. at Robert is here tomorrow, Wednesday.
Lots of fun. Always a pleasure, man. Thanks so
Likewise.
Much.
Likewise. Thanks a lot, Lewis.
All right. Still to come, a new play in Miami looks at the story of the famous Cuban rum, and the play will touch on many of your senses. We'll explain that coming up next.